Together.
This episode of Stepney All Saints Radio, themed this week, is community. But what does community mean to you?
Your school, your voice.
What does it mean to be part of Stepney community?
Community for me is like when ethnicities and societies come together and they celebrate one cause.
A group of people come together and work together under one cause.
In terms of, you know, having more events, but because of COVID we're not able to. But I think we do have a sense of community in this school.
Hello, it's her nephew, the Roving Reporter. I'm here interviewing Hussein from 8.4 and Dylan from 8.6. So Hussein, what makes a great community?
A community to me is a group of people living in an area sharing sports, cultures and religions.
Wow, that's a good answer. And Dylan, what do you like about the Stepney All Saints community?
We're all part of different faiths and religions, but we all still get along.
Interesting. Thank you, Dylan and Hussein, for sharing your thoughts for us today.
Music Meister.
This is a composition. The song is called New Year, done by K-San in Year 7.
I'm reading Wide Sargasso Sea, and I really enjoy it because it's from the perspective of an ethnic minority woman, and it shows the struggles she faces in society after the Emancipation Act, which I find interesting.
Hi, I'm Mr. Hood, and I've been reading, I've just finished a book called Shuggy Bane, which is tells the story of a young kid growing up.
So Anissa, what's your favourite book?
My favourite books are the Harry Potter series. There's only one thing I can say. The books are awesome and every moment and every chapter is incredible. It is the best books I ever read. I really enjoy these books. The book I like most is the last book, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, because the book is just incredible and one of the kindest creatures appear in it. Well, I'll tell you who that is. Dobby the Elf. He is my favourite magical creature in the Harry book series. And I really do recommend these books, series, and the films to you. So I really hope you enjoy reading and watching them just like I did.
With Miss Daly, and she's telling me what she's reading at the moment.
So at the moment, I'm reading a book called Where the Craydads Sing. And it's a book about a girl who lives on a swamp, and unfortunately her family all leave her, and then she survives by herself on the swamp. She then eventually finds love and also becomes an author of books, as she has spent her entire life on the swamp and then knows so much about it.
I am currently reading On Midnight Beach. I like it because it's about a dolphin who visits a local fishing town to play. This begins a series of dangerous conflicts with the rival town until it slowly becomes too dangerous. I recommend it because the book shows violence and fighting isn't the answer, as it will only lead to more fights. I think this book is for all ages because of its heartwarming moments and action-filled scenes.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
Love,
you're learning.
Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Akamfudi. I'm in 7.3 and I go to Stepney All Saints. I'm here with
Layla Latif,
and I'm going to ask her what the most enjoyable thing she's done in the past 2 weeks.
One of the things that I have enjoyed doing in the past 2 weeks is drama, because we are putting ourselves in somebody else's shoes who has ADHD, and it was different for everybody else, and he's entering first day of school. Ryan, what have you been doing in the past 3 weeks?
One of the things I've done in the past 2 weeks in English was reading a book called My Sister Lives on the Mantelpiece. It's a really interesting book because it talks about a boy who lost his sister to a terrorist attack and tackles Islamophobia from parents.
That sounds really interesting. Maybe I could read it sometime.
Yeah, I really recommend it. Sunday. Is there anything else you've done in the past 2 weeks?
Yes, there actually is. In music with Mr. Holder, I've been looking at the evolution between 1950s rock and roll to pop, and I find that fascinating because I never knew that there was a different change in music.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that lesson. So next up is...
Golden Opportunities.
Welcome to Golden Opportunities. Get involved in clubs and activities around the school. This week, we are focusing on what's happening in the PE department. For the Year 10 bubble, Monday 3:15 to 4:15 after school, we have mixed football with Mr. Khan and mixed netball week one with Miss Daly. Tuesday after school at 3 to 4 p.m., for the Year 8 bubble, we have mixed football with Mr. Ahmed and mixed handball with Mr. Khan. For Tuesday, for the Year 11 bubble, at 4 to 5 p.m. after school, we have mixed football with Mr. Truman and mixed netball with Miss Daly. On Thursday, at 3 to 4 p.m. after school for the Year 9 bubble, we have boys football with Mr. Khan, girls football with Mr. Ahmed, and mixed handball with Mr. Truman. For the Year 7 bubble, on Friday, from 3 to 4 p.m., we have mixed football with Mr. Ahmed, mixed rounders with Miss Daly, and mixed handball with Mr. Truman.
Today I'll be speaking on the Year 8 Theatre Company. Our theme is protest speech and speaking on what you believe in. We get it's hard speaking on stuff because we are young. But this play is entirely written by students and gives you the opportunity to speak on what you believe in. If you're interested to join, then you can come on Thursdays from 2:50 to 4. Hope you come.
Music Meister.
Year 8, Ruba.
Year 7, Tanzila.
Year 8, Grace.
Pocha.
Identity 5 is an asymmetrical survival horror game by Nettie's. You can choose to play as either a survivor and try to escape whilst decoding all 5 ciphers, or you can choose to be a hunter and try to capture each survivor. Whilst this might seem like your typical survival horror at a glance, it is much more. You start off as a detective named Orpheus, sent to find a missing girl last seen at this manor, but as you look deeper, you see many more people went missing. You play as each of these characters in matches to level up your rank or to earn clues, fragments, and essences. Each character has a unique power that can change the game, and by earning persona points, you can change the traits you bring to the game. As well as that, each character has a backstory you find out by playing matches and unlocking diary deductions to get one step closer to the game's final goal, finding out the mystery of the manor. They also do many crossovers, with the Death Note crossover coming up this month. What's better, this game is free to play and download. If you enjoy the game, there is also a stage play which goes deeper into the characters and their lives at the manor, playing this endless game, trying to find a way to escape.
Big up, Step New All Saints!
Multicultural Cooks.
Hello again, listeners. It's Anissa here, and I'm going to tell you how to make the quick peach Melba crumble. So first, we'll need the ingredients. You'll need 410 grams sliced peaches in syrup, and 1 tablespoon butter, 150 grams raspberries, 100 millimeters whipping cream, 1/2 tablespoon icing sugar, and 100 grams of granola. Now onto the method. Step 1. Pour the can of peaches with the syrup into a small saucepan over a medium heat. Add the butter and simmer until the peaches are hot. Once simmering, add the raspberries and cook for 2 minutes until hot. Step 2. Meanwhile, put the cream in a large bowl with the icing sugar and whisk until lightly whipped. Step 3. Using a slotted spoon, put the peach melba mixture into 4 serving dishes and top each with a sprinkling of granola and a dollop of cream. And then there you go. The peach melba crumbles are finished now.
And one final thought on community.
Friendship also seems to be the bond that holds community together. Aristotle.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney on Saints Radio.
We'll be broadcasting every 2 weeks.
Stay tuned.
Stepney on Saints Radio.
Bringing the community together.